Blog Talk Radio.
Sainthood back in Valentine's Day. A gentle word, an uplifting smile, a soothing touch, a sweet tasting treat are simple ways to say I love you, or I care, to a Valentine's sweetheart who's been injured, who once knew despair, but has moved from this place because of your thoughtfulness today. Thanks for putting back sainthood in Valentine's Day. Don't spend your time waiting for something from someone else on this Valentine's Day. Be a saint and perform a single selfless act. Happy Valentine's Day, listeners. Ooh la la! The heart that love built brings a life of hope, strength for endurance, a love that can last forever and bring you through the tough times of a car accident. What's in your heart today? Does it need repair? Is it one heartbeat away from despair? Or does love run through its arteries, bringing adventure, courage, determination, care and concern for yourself and others? Welcome, and thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio this February 9th, 2013. This is your car accident talk radio show, sharing information and concerns that help you, because you matter. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Thanks for tuning in today. In fact, make sure to be here every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. On this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. This show is really about you, so dial 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. And participate in today's broadcast. Someone injured just like you who may be experiencing matters of the heart, meaning joy, pain, or suffering, needs to hear your story of hope, courage, and love. What are the struggles inside your heart because of a car collision? Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer S&C Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. But first, our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current issues and have no association with the writers of the article. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section, and sometimes I have a lot to say. This week's personal injury news comes from NBCNewYork.com. And the name of the title is Man Arrested in Deadly Two-Car Accident in Harlem. And it's by Ida Siegel. And, quote, police arrested a Brooklyn man in connection with a two-car crash in Harlem that killed a 46-year-old woman and injured several others. Wiesler's mentor was charged with aggravated unlicensed operator and operating a motor vehicle without a license. Police say a 2003 Ford Escape, I'm sorry, that's me, I just love my Ford Escape, that's a mistake. It's a 2003 Ford Focus traveling south on Broadway attempted to make a left turn on West 135th Street when it collided with Mentor's van at about 2 p.m. Wednesday. Both vehicles careened onto the sidewalk, striking a 44-year-old pedestrian. Police say Lisette Ventura of Manhattan, the front passenger in the Focus, was taken to St. Luke's Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. The driver of the Focus and two infants rear passengers, as well as a female pedestrian, were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Fernando Gonzalez, the husband of the woman who died, was seen sobbing outside the hospital Wednesday night, hugging his teenage son. Gonzalez told reporters in Spanish, "She was my family, my heart." God bless his soul. I have to stop here because it's just so heart-wrenching. I don't know if you've lost someone that you've loved so much, but it's such a, there's so much a part of who you are. It just is, in my opinion, devastating to the soul for a very long time. I've seen where it takes almost 10 years just to recover, get some type of normality back to your life. So the people around this family, hold them tight because they're really going to need you. Okay, I'm going to go on with the article. Anna Polanco, who saw the accident from the window of the medical office where she works, said people flew into action after the accident, some trying to lift the car up and rescue pedestrians underneath. They were trying to move it off the sidewalk, like with their own human strength, she said, and that's end quote. Listeners, I personally cannot imagine anything more tragic than this, the trauma that it's going to cause everyone involved. It's going to be enormous. I mean, it's just going to be, you know, pain and suffering for a very long time for many of these individuals. In most situations, the person who caused the collision wish they could retract their steps and avoid the situation completely. It does not specify much about the people involved in this, so my comments here are really generalities. From my experience, many people end up being unable to keep their license current because of exorbitant overcharging of a ticket that could have been received, that was difficult for them to pay, and maybe it's because they were poor. In this day and age, there's so many circumstances that keep people from being able to pay things. But what I do know is it becomes a vicious cycle, and their condition can become overwhelming in trying to balance this immediate life needs and paying this ticket. And like I said, it doesn't say anything about this in this article, so I really don't know all the ins and outs about this specific thing. But I think that this topic needs to be brought out anyway. Should the penalties of a ticket exceed the cost of the original fine? And the reason why I say that is because I've seen where someone has gotten a ticket and just for the, in my opinion, the desire for greed and profit, this ticket just takes on a life of its own. Not only is it more than what it was, it just goes on and on and on and on until it's out of the way of the amount that a person with low or little means could actually use. And that's no way to treat people that are just trying to make it, who made a mistake and should actually have to pay the ticket. But all these extreme interests and things, who's getting that money and why are they charging so much? In my opinion, we should build a system that allows people to pay their fines not be held in bondage, and give individuals the respect and dignity to pay their obligations. People feel good when they can pay what they owe. You know, everyone, or most people, I personally believe, want to be responsible for what they do. They just need the opportunity to show that, and not to have it taken away because of extreme prices where they can't afford to have their license, they can't afford to have insurance, they can't afford to live. It's really bothering me. Carrying excessive fees on the backs of those who can least afford it, in my opinion, is unfair. But let's not forget to thank all those citizens who saw their help was needed at the scene of this collision and lended a helping hand. We really are all in this together. So, and the best recovery wishes to those who were injured, and my condolences to the family who lost a loved one. And now for my commentary on you and your heart. In my opinion, your heart is an important part of you. It contains what can motivate or discourage people. When it's full of love, there's a glow, a light that shines through. A desire to be open enough to give and receive what is around you. When it is full of despair and anxiety, fear can encapsulate all or most of one's being, turning one into a slave of those things or people who want to control, destroy, or manipulate, leaving a person's heart broken, shattered, and in much need of repair. When it's full of anger and hate, which is, in my opinion, the worst it can contain, it brings destruction for the person whom it's within and spews out poison that can infect all those who surround them, leaving a trail of misery and pain which can take years to recover from, if at all. So, what is the best thing you can do this Valentine's Day? Share kindness, generosity, and yes, oh yes, love, real love, the kind that brings forth goodness, the kind that heals a broken heart, the kind you feel good about because it brings life into the people it's given to and allows growth and opportunity to be felt and seen by those in receipt of it. In addition to pumping love back inside your own heart that brings a satisfaction and joy that can only be received by sharing a real part of you in a very special way. An aching, injured body from a car accident, this relief can be as a salve with an aromatherapy potential, a massage that brings relief to the heart and allows blood to flow rhythmically, thrusting to other parts of the body with much oxygen and nutrients, sharing, caring, and being a part of the body that feels complete and whole, a body that can heal and help others by sharing the same love. The gift of love to the heart can perform miracles to the soul and bring health and recovery so much sooner. So this Valentine's Day, when you think about love, I mean true love, think about all it can accomplish. This single act of compassion, a connection that gives more than it receives, and you have already inside you what it takes to give this to someone else. Try it and see. It can transform your life as well as the person whom you're sharing it with. Listeners, here's a question to think about today. How do you plan to share your love on Valentine's Day with someone who's been injured? Email your comments to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Has tragedy struck in your life, your family's life, or friends' lives? There are thousands of car accidents every single day. People with injuries face a unique set of problems, but don't face them alone. pick up a copy of Car Accident by Estra. Estra understands your situation and will bring wisdom, knowledge, and support. Learn from her experiences and learn insurance company and employer secrets. Car Accident by Estra is available at all major bookstores. This includes Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, Google, Powell's, and Tower Books, just to name a few. Pick up a copy today. You be prepared and you be informed. Use the checklist in the back of the book at the scene of a collision, so keep a copy in your car. It's easy to forget something when you're shaken up. Isn't it about time you get answers? Buy it online right now. Then listen to Estra's radio show every Saturday morning on Blog Talk Radio, and now every Wednesday on Estra's TV, on Blog TV. What I like most about Valentine's Day is that it's about love. It's about something that's positive and that can be shared with another person that makes their life better. If you want more information on any of the articles that I read today, you can find that out on my Facebook at estras.blogtip. Also, if you've got a minute and you've been in a car accident, make sure to click on the survey and share your experience. You matter. It's out there too. And always feel free to send a tweet to Estra's Radio Show. Any comments you'd like to make now or after the radio show, you can send to Estra's Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. The last thing I want to share today on the show are Valentine's Day activity ideas. And some of them we've talked about, and there are just a few links that I want to give you. Some of them you may already know. I just enjoy to go out to 123greetings.com and send someone you love, or someone that's injured in a car accident, a Valentine. Let them know you're thinking about them. And they have one that's out there for everyone, so don't hesitate to go out and take a look. Also, if you're looking for a great Valentine movie idea, you're just going to kick back and relax, click on this link to watch a Valentine's Day movie on Amazon. It's about couples and singles in Los Angeles break up and then they make up, and the pressures and expectations of Valentine's Day. It's a great one out there, and the link is also on our Facebook. Water can also be refreshing, so try a nice warm shower or a hot tub, one of my favorites, especially if you're seeking pain relief. If you're looking to sweeten up your Valentine's Day, you can try a couple special candies with your favorite ingredients and expand your horizon. Sometimes it's just nice to try something new, experience something you haven't. There's so many things in life to experiment with safely. The good things, stay away from the bad things. We want positive energy in our lives. It brings good things. We don't want things that bring bad things in our life. Even though sometimes bad things happen, like car accidents, and you have to move through them. But if there's anything that you can do, always try to stay on the positive. But try a candy from some place that you've never tried before. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be just a piece or two, just something that gives you more of an idea of something that you never knew about before. But also the Food Network on www.foodnetwork.com has great recipes for Valentine's Day. And I'm not going to read any of the ingredients, but I'm just going to give you a sample of some of the recipes they have out there. They have a decadent Valentine's Day dessert, chocolate truffles, chocolate Jacques Torres. You can tell I don't usually do too much in cooking. It's got vanilla cream brulees, chocolate layer cakes, popular Valentine's dinner recipes. Doesn't that sound exciting? So go out and take a look at a lot of the Valentine's Day recipes. Get in the mood to enjoy yourself on such a special day. make it special for you. And make it special for someone else too. Because when it's all said and done, leave yourself and others glad. There is a holiday called Valentine's Day. Again, comments on the articles reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers of them. From time to time, as I'm going through, I'll be stopping on a section and making comments. The first item we're going to look at is actually from Wikipedia.org, and it's its description about Valentine's Day. And it goes into a lot of information extensively, so you may want to go out and take a look at it. I'm just going to do a few highlights here. And, of course, it talks about February 14th as being the day of Valentine's Day each year. And people call it either St. Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day. And it's celebrated in many countries around the world, although it remains a working day in most of them. In fact, after New Year's Day, it's the most celebrated holiday around the world. It says St. Valentine's Day began as a celebration of one of the most early Christian saints named Valentinus. So, I thought that was really kind of interesting how things kind of get started in our world. And it goes on, I'm going to drop down here a bit. It says, since the 19th century, handwritten notes have been giving way to mass-produced greeting cards. In the UK, just under half of the population spend money on their Valentines, and around £1.3 billion are spent yearly on cards, flowers, chocolates, and other gifts, with an estimated 2.5 million cards being sent. The mid-19th century Valentine's Day trade has been a harbinger of further commercialization of holidays in the United States to follow. So from my understanding of that, they're saying that Valentine's Day was basically almost the first holiday to be commercialized, and maybe it went so well that they decided to commercialize the rest of them. But from my opinion, this is my opinion getting away from the Wikipedia for just a moment, commercialization of a holiday does not do a great deal for the people. It might to some degree. I mean, everyone enjoys getting gifts and everyone enjoys being appreciated. But when it becomes more about what you can get or buying things and not spending time or giving your love, and particularly in holiday, Valentine's holiday, or just making someone who's been injured feel special, then you're really getting away from the meaning and you're just profitizing that holiday. Okay, I'm going to go back with Wikipedia here. It says the U.S. Greeting Card Association estimates approximately 190 million Valentines are sent each year in the U.S. Half of those Valentines are given to family members other than husbands or wives, usually to children. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to stop here for a minute. Everyone needs love on Valentine's Day. There's no one that doesn't. Everyone wants to know that they're special to someone. So, and if you don't have anyone to tell you that you're special, I want to tell you today, right now, you are special. Okay, I'm going to go back to the Wikipedia here. When you include the Valentine exchange cards made in school activities, the figures go up to a billion, and teachers become the people receiving the most Valentines. You know, that's me. I'm going to stop here for a second. It's nice to know with all the stuff that teachers do, that there is a moment in the year where they are shown a great deal of appreciation. Many of them make a lot of sacrifices to help, and it's just nice to be able to see them getting love back for some of the work they do. Okay, I'm going to go back and let's see here. I think I'll wrap it up almost here on this article. It says, the rise of internet popularity at the turn of the millennium is creating new traditions. Millions of people use every year digital means of creating and sending Valentine's Day greeting messages such as e-cards, love coupons, or printable greeting cards. An estimated 15 million e-Valentines were sent in 2010. Wow. The love coupons, that sounds interesting. Printable greeting cards. I mean, and e-cards, that's amazing how we're moving, and that's a new tradition. So that shows you our world, even as a whole, is constantly evolving and growing. So you be a part of that. Make sure that you don't get left out of that, because you are important and you matter. There are a couple actual Valentine poems that are listed here that I'm going to actually go ahead and say. The first one is, Valentine's Day is mentioned ruefully by Ophelia in Hamlet, which is 1600 to 1601. And I'm quoting, "Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning bedtime. And I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine." Then he rose and donned his clothes. Ooh, I wonder what that means. "And ducked up the chamber door." Ooh, I bet that means locked. "Let in the maid, that our maid never depart more." And I guess that's, you can tell I'm not an actor and I have not done Shakespeare. But that's where it came from. William Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 5, Act 6. No, Act 5, Scene 5, excuse me. So, a lot of people have a lot to say about love. And I guess it's better to have that than have some of the other things. Let's see if there's another one I can understand and read to make sense of here. Let's do "The Roses Are Red," and we'll end this article with that. It's from, it says, "The verse 'Roses Are Red' echoes conventions traceable as far back as Edmund Spenser's epic, The Faerie Queen, in 1590. Quote here, "She bathed with roses red and violets blue, and all the sweetest flowers that in the forest grew." The modern cliche Valentine's Day poem can be found. Oh, I guess that was the only part of that. Sorry. And then I guess she goes on to say, the modern cliche Valentine's Day poem can be found in a collection of English nursery rhymes, Grammar Gurton Garland, 1784. And I guess this is the whole part of it, I guess. "The rose is red, the violet's blue, the honey's sweet, and so are you." Oh, does that sound good? "Thou art my love, and I am thine. I drew thee to my Valentine. The lot was cast, and then I drew, and fortune said it should be you." Ah, isn't that so cute? Let's read that one more time. That's kind of got my heart boiling. "The roses are red, the violets are blue, the honey is sweet, and so are you." "The art of love, and I am thine." Ooh, that sounds good. "I drew thee to my Valentine. The lot was cast, and then I drew, and fortune said it should be you." Isn't it nice to be in quote for that? Isn't it nice to be selected by someone? I hope that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. I hope that you won't wait for someone to share a Valentine's with you, that you will step out of your comfort zone and share that with someone that you love or care about. Listeners, that's it for our show today. I've enjoyed being with you. Thanks so much for listening. Let's meet back here next Saturday so we can continue our conversation. Remember to like Blog Tips on Facebook, and while you're looking at today's links, we also want to extend a special thank you to Ryan Hemworth, Fabian Claudel, InternetArchives.org, Forrest M., Richard Kleiderman, Floyd Kramer, Paul Marriott, Jean-Claude Borley, and the articles which made our time more interesting. So make sure to visit them. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great weekend and a happy Valentine's Day. It's really all up to you. The information contained on Talking About You with Esther is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Esther's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Esther is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.